from Marianne Morse from New Hampshire. Hi, Don. The first time reading the 45-second presentation, tough for me being a healer type. So now the second time, I started to share the book as an agenda in my business night. Just started last night. People wanted more next week. Nice. Please give the best info website for your materials.
Well, we already did that, the 45secondtools.com.
Right. So it's 45 second spelled out, tools.com. You can
right.
get all the tools from Sound Concepts. And let's go to the next question. Okay, this is from Evelyn Vincent. If we're different than Amway or any other pyramid, how do you explain that we're different when people ask us to tell them the difference?
Have them read the book.
That's right. Read the book, because it goes into that right away in chapter number one. That's where it is, right, Don? It's right
there. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to explain all this stuff to people. You know, like, first of all, you know, using the word pyramid, to me, that's very degrading. And I tell people in the seminar that, you know, if people want to see a pyramid, they should go to Egypt. It's a lack of understanding. And let me tell you that in most cases, when people bring that up, it's called fear of failure. That's their excuse to get you off their back. So all you have to say to them is, look, if I could show you where this is not an illegal pyramid or form of business, but a legitimate form of business, would you be interested? And they'll say, oh, no, I don't want you to show me, because then I'd be interested and, you know, maybe I'd fail. I tell people this, look, if what we were doing was something illegal, I've got a book that's sold over 4 million copies. It's in 20 languages. We do seminars and trainings all over the world. Don't you think if I was doing something illegal, I would have been thrown in jail a long time ago?
Yep. They would have been able to find you somewhere.
Oh, easy. You know, I mean, we're in Kyiv in the Ukraine up in front of 1,200 people. I mean, you know, there's like 80 companies in the Ukraine already.
Right. All right, I've got another question, Don. They're coming in. This is from Bernadette Glassglow. Don acknowledged people who are signed up in their organization on their third month or fourth month or in their third or fourth level by sending them a welcome letter or anything to that effect?
Personally, I don't. I just don't. You know, I mean, I think it's a great idea, but that's just not me. I like to get on the phone and just call people and keep in touch with them. You know, the people... time you get 3-4 levels deep, you've got a lot of people to call. Now, I've got a couple I'm working with in Scotland. I just got a letter from them the other day, 5 paragraphs telling about 5 different people with their phone numbers, and I called all of them. They were all excited that I called and welcomed them on board, and, you know, I let them know how they can reach us if we can ever be any help to them. I'm just not good at that sort of thing. I mean, I highly recommend it, but... for me, I've just never been into it.
Okay, great, Don. Another great thing for you guys, if you really want, Don has the Sizzle Session CD, and you can get those from Sound Concepts, and those are really good. That was done in Australia, and I really like where Don sits around on that CD and talks about a Sizzle Session. You can order those from Sound Concepts.
Well, hey, just to correct you, we're not talking about a Sizzle Session. We had like... 15 people around the table. We were having a sizzle
session. You were having a sizzle session, right. You were having a sizzle session,
yeah.
Right. And they recorded it.
Another thing that Sound Concepts working on, and I'm hoping we'll have this ready in a couple months, and that is new prospecting website. I think a lot of your people have seen our website at donandnancyfala.com, and we use that in a cold market situation when you run into someone at the grocery store, at the gas station, and they may be complaining about the price of grocery or gas or whatever. You hand them your card with the 45-second presentation on the back and has your website and say, hey, you got to check out what we do. When you get home, read the back of the card and check out our website. Well, when they check out the website, fill in the questionnaire at the end and hit the submit button, all their information comes to us, then we can call them and make a friend connection over the phone and determine whether we want to send them a book or not. The website that we've been using for the last number of years, which a lot of you have already seen, has worked very well. but as you see on Sound Concepts' website, they are extremely professional. They have like 45 people working their company. I don't know how many of them they have working on our stuff. They're going to have a new website that'll take the place of the one we've had that's just going to knock your socks off. Just keep watching the website. When it comes out, you'll know it.